as the state of Israel,
no,
because
that's false.
I'm still speaking. Which is, no, that's factually correct, and we can discuss this later, but you don't get to interrupt me when I'm talking. Thank you. The propaganda machine involves talking about this as if it's two sides. It's just two sides. No, we have an occupying power, which is funded to the tune of billions by the United States and receives billions of dollars of aid to drop 2,000-pound bombs on a civilian population encaged with nowhere to flee to. And then you have a civilian population which has zero control on any of its exit routes, any of its movements, and in fact is controlled under a form of colonial bureaucracy which essentially attributes different forms of rights to different Palestinians. We heard a reference here to Arab Israelis. They're not Arab Israelis, they're Palestinians who have Israeli ID. They were people who were in many cases ethnically cleansed from their homes or who have been given the choice to remain in their homes and to live under a second-class form of citizenship. Not me saying it. This is reports by Amnesty International, by Human Rights Watch, which show that Palestinians live under a form of apartheid throughout all of the territories occupied by Israel. When we talk about extremism in Israel, and I think that that's far more significant because of the power imbalance we're talking about. In 2017, there's a de facto recognition of the 1967 borders, which essentially means a two-state solution. But ultimately, this focus on Hamas is a distraction. Hamas does not have the support of the majority of Palestinians. In fact, even the poll he cited there is incorrect. There just haven't been elections in these territories, which of course has suited Netanyahu because he has used Hamas as a bogeyman to justify never having to engage in peace negotiations with the Palestinians. Because again, as much as there are attempts to make this a the two sides thing, there's actually one overwhelming colonial power and there is one occupied, colonized people. And they are not the same. They don't have the same reach in terms of the narrative and they don't have the same reach over each other's lives. You talked about the Hamas Charter, you know, laying out this genocidal vision. We don't need to be speculative when we talk about Israel's genocidal vision. It's happening right now. And for you to discuss a hypothetical generic, you know, genocide that is not happening at a time when an actual genocide is ongoing is frankly distasteful and, in my opinion, disgraceful. There are now plenty of polls that show that it's not just a fringe within Israeli society. I wish I could tell you it was. I lived in Jerusalem. I lived in the occupied territories. The situation has got worse. Are there Israeli peace builders? Abso-frickin-lutely. And thank God for those people. But they are a minority. They are today deeply embattled. They live in fear for their own security and they cannot be public about their opposition. They got, and otherwise they receive much of the same treatment meted out to the Palestinians. When we talk about the Israeli public, a poll in December 2023 showed that this poll asked Israeli Jews, to what extent should Israel take into consideration the suffering of the civilian population in Gaza when planning continuing the fighting? 80% said to a very small or fairly small extent. There is a massive dehumanization of the Palestinian population by Israel, unfortunately, that has filtered deep down into Israeli society, which is why we found TikToks of regular Israelis making fun of mothers losing their children. It's why we see pseudo rap tracks trying to eulogize what Israel is doing in Gaza, which by all intents and purposes is horrific. It is objectively horrific. And so this idea that it's just a minority of Israelis who are caught up in an extremist narrative, I'm afraid that's part of the spin. And don't be caught up in the spin that gets you focusing on Hamas when actually the majority of people who are being killed in Gaza today and who are being ethnically cleansed in the West Bank today are Palestinians. They are not Hamas supporters. They are Palestinians. Full stop. The war Israel is waging today is against Palestinians, and it always and has always been that's at stake here.